This is the second of eight chats in the Eduvos Career Focus and the second to focus on future-ready education. I'm joined today by journalist Boitumelo Monare. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Charles. Good morning, Charles, and hello to all the Algoa FM listeners.
Can you tell us your job title and explain what you do on a daily basis as a journalist?
Right. So I'm a newsreader and journalist at Platinum Northwest TV. And my role each day calls on me to gather a whole lot of research and then take information that's often so fast-paced and complex and break it down in a way, you know, that is relatable, understandable, easy to understand for audiences, you know, to help audiences process information that can get quite overwhelming.
Looking back, how did Eduvos prepare you to adapt to emerging technologies and digital trends in your career?
You know, Eduvos did a great job at exposing me very early on to digital tools and digital platforms. I was trained to work with the very same digital tools that journalists use every day in the newsroom. So once I entered the industry, I was no stranger, you know, to tools like social media platforms, using it to monitor and to see, you know, what really has the attention of the world around us. So really right through the reporting process, from when I gather the information to when I present it to audiences, those tools, I knew how to navigate them. And, you know, in a world where journalism is so fast-paced and technology is constantly evolving, that really helps every day, knowing how to use those tools.
Excellent. In what ways did your Eduvos qualification give you a future-fit mindset?
Eduvos showed me that a future-fit mindset or a real-world-ready mindset is more than just knowing how to use those digital tools and the technology that we spoke about or that we've been shown, but it's really about how you think and how you show up in the world. I'm forever grateful to my lecturers for really instilling in me resilience, knowing how to adapt, you know, in the industry that is really competitive, developing by the minute, and knowing how to take challenges head on and adapt under pressure. That is something that has shown me to really keep going. I really value how they really pushed and encouraged skills like critical thinking and applying critical media literacy, you know, putting yourself in the position of the audience and considering this piece that I publish, how will it be perceived? How will the audience react to it? What emotions will it evoke? Those are skills, and that's a future-fit mindset that's really helped me really make that leap with confidence into the industry.
Nice. How did work-integrated learning, WIL, or industry projects at Eduvos ease your transition into the workplace?
Wow. That was a turning point for me. Work-integrated learning and those industry-specific projects really set me up for success. It really did, in the sense that Eduvos required each student before graduating to go out, reach out to a workplace and put in those hours. So what that did is it really helped make it more than just theory, textbook theory, but take that theory, go out into a real newsroom, into the workplace and apply that theory. And knowing that I had the guidance and the support of my lecturers to fall back on. But yes, it really does bridge the gap from between theory and the real world, because you know how to apply it in real world context, so that when you do enter the workplace, you have newsroom experience and you are confident to go out, you know, on your own. Yes.
And lastly, why do you think it's important for students to apply theory in real-world contexts before graduating?
It is really important because that's really where the knowledge sticks. It bridges that gap from what you studied and then building your confidence in applying it to real-world contexts or real-world scenarios, because now you know how to take what you've learned and really translate it to working with real human beings, you know, because now what it means is that you haven't just read about interviewing skills, but you've actually been out in the field and interacted with different personalities. You've applied those interview skills and you've seen where you need to improve or where you are doing really well. And that really is something that you carry throughout the work that you do. And yeah, that really does set you up for success.
Excellent. This has been the second of 8 chats in the Eduvos Career Focus and the second to focus on future-ready education. We've been chatting to Boitumelo Monare, who is a journalist. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much, Charles. Before I go, I'd just like to say thank you as well to your listeners and to Algoa FM. And I'd also like to mention that I'm very honored to be nominated as well for Newsreader of the Year at the Northwest Media Awards. So I'm really thankful for the way that my journey has evolved from Eduvos to where I am today.
Wow. Yes, obviously you had to put in the hard work, but it sounds like you were well prepared to be able to do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I really look forward to the journey ahead. And thank you once again.